Hey, what's up? I'm recording this on Christmas Eve. My gosh, here we go. Cannot believe it's happening again. Wow. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hopefully you'll hear this before Christmas. Some of you won't, though. If not, I wish you well. It is a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. I post a full 3-hour show from the radio days twice a week on my Patreon. That's part of 15 hours worth of content, 15 plus hours worth of content on my Patreon. Patreon is just a fancy word for a subscriber-based platform for content. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That is my own little corner of it. For just $5 a month, you get all of that content, 60 plus hours a month, okay, for just $5 for that month. All of the audio archive. For $10 a month, it's all of the audio, all of the video, and the live streams. And you can even be part of the audience that participates on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We have so many different shows on there. Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, The Insane Asylum, which is my music-driven 2-hour radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it before it even airs without any commercials. It's awesome. And not to mention, what else am I forgetting? Oh, the Patreon bonus podcast, which is an extension of the free podcast that I do every day of the work week. So there's a lot there. I put a lot of time into it. This is my job. So if you're ever like, hey, man, I want to throw Zane, excuse me. Damn it. I want to throw Zane a bone and help him out. That's a great way to do it. And you get something in return. Okay. Beats listening to boring radio shows. There you go. That's my one not-so-veiled shot. Okay. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
And good morning to the Eric Zane Show. Show number 129. It's away. Underway right now. On the radio stations, the First Community Bank building, right on Monroe Center, downtown Grand Rapids, for all of West Michigan. Another Friday. It is, it's cold. It's about 38 outside right now. Might get a little cooler. Actually, it's 37. High today of 61. Should see some sun. But it's cold. That happens. Julius is here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Yeah, it's getting chilly. No more shorts, it looks like. I'll probably put on shorts later today, though.
Yeah. To sit around the house?
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler Doan is here. Got a lot of fun things to talk about today. I'm pretty excited to talk about some upcoming films coming up that are coming out in the upcoming weeks, months, in the next year. One in particular is the Rogue One film. It was a trailer that just came out for that. It looked excellent.
It did.
Talk a little bit more about that on the way. But on a lot of people's minds right now, the hockey season gets underway last
Ooh.
Night. And,
Boy, that defense is looking great.
That defense.
Oh, man. It's a good-looking defense. I'm glad we fixed it over the offseason. Oh, wait. Ken Holland didn't. it was like the one big thing that the Wings needed.
I was listening to Bob Kaser on the way to join Hughes yesterday, and he said,
"What kind of propaganda was he slinging?"
What he did say that was interesting is he thinks that there's a pretty good chance at his speculation that Cronwall might not play again.
Now he must know something because I haven't heard anyone say that.
That's what I'm thinking, and I don't even remember if
unless he's really just trying to do hot takes and hopes. He got caught up in the moment being with Huge and was just throwing out predictions.
I will say this. There are plenty of things that Bob reveals to us off the air that I will never breathe a word of on the air. You know, we all know each other. So he'll say things that I know he knows. That.
So I grabbed her by the potty.
No, there was nothing like that. Oh. Bob's not grabbing potties. Bob is not Bob's not a grabbing potty kind of guy.
No, he doesn't seem that way, no.
But Boy, did their defense stink last night.
Yeah, it did. First period was going all right.
Well, yeah, it was. You had an amazing save by Mrazek.
Mrazek stood on his head. That was not his fault. I fell asleep midway through the second period.
Really good goalie when he's, you know,
when his head's right.
When he's there's obviously a consistency issue last year, but and that maybe that had something to do with the fact that the defense last year was also suspect.
Of course it was. It was the biggest issue.
And once you rattle a goalie, goalies are
fragile.
You know, yeah, I mean this is a tough line of work. So we're one game in, and there's a lot of questions about that defense for our Detroit Red Wings. Thomas Vanek came in, and that was right away made an impact with two goals by that guy, looking good. And in fact, did you see the turnover on the second goal when Nyquist kind of caught? He forced that turnover.
Yeah.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
It was a really good play. He made that play happen, and Tampa Bay looked like garbage.
Oh, I thought, I was like, man, maybe I was wrong. Maybe the Wings are, you know, maybe they're a decent team. No, I wasn't wrong.
Once it got to 3-2, even though we were winning 3-2, I was like, this does not look good at all. I didn't feel good about it at all. And by the time I laid down into bed, I had been away from the TV. They were leading. It was 4-3 Tampa at that point.
I think I fell asleep at 3-1.
When the Wings are winning 3-1?
Yes.
How'd you feel? What was your confidence level at? 80% then?
It was falling because of the way they were playing. It just didn't, the passes weren't getting there. The defense was obviously, they were very lucky that Mrazek had a good game. So I wasn't too confident, but probably like 70%. I was like, all right, man, 3-1. Oof. And then obviously, four goals in the fourth or the third period by the Lightning. That's depressing.
Yeah. So what's next? I haven't even looked on the horizon.
They're at the Florida Panthers tomorrow night. I don't know anything about the Florida Panthers yet. They're supposed to be good, but who knows? It's too early to tell.
Man. Well, the Griff started off tonight downtown. The obligatory news truck is out in front of Van Andel Arena to get the morning shot of the first game. It seems like there's always massive coverage when it's the first game.
And the last game.
And if a big-time player happens to come down, like from the Red Wings for a rehab assignment, and if they make a deep playoff run. But I don't know. Sometimes I just don't get the feeling that as many people as I think there should be that would be watching the standings paying real attention. Sometimes it drives me crazy because in order for the team to get the crowds, it has to be like a big social event when, in my opinion, it should be all about the team.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. If Anthony Mantha doesn't come up to the Red Wings, he's going to lead the league in scoring.
In the AHL. In the American League.
Yes. Assuming he plays most of the year there. He might not get called up. Who knows? There's too many forwards up. But I think he will lead the league in scoring.
Well, you saw, I mean, when he played junior hockey, it was an unbelievable.
He was a goal-scoring machine.
Oh, jeez. I mean, just through the roof. And then injury slowed him down when he took that next step. But I'm sure they'll be keeping an eye on him.
Yeah, future former Red Wing Anthony Mantha is going to lead the Griffins or the league in scoring.
Kayser also talked a lot about Tyler Bertuzzi made a bigger impact in the offseason and camp than he did Mantha.
Right.
And he talked about something Kayser did that in like, I don't know, 20 playoff games. Bertuzzi has like 13 goals. And, you know, he's when it comes to the playoffs, he's played really great these past 2 years.
But he's a heck of a player.
In the regular season, it seems like he has a harder time getting that game. I don't know.
He's a gamer, maybe? I don't know.
He said he needs to find that type of consistency the whole year.
It'd be fun to see him up. Seems like a tough player.
He's a super nice guy, too, man. God, dude, he's just very... very polite and nice to people. So as part of the Griffins opening night, one of the things that, and this will go all year, is one of their key sponsors is Railside Golf. So the idea from the off-ice people, the game ops people, to come up with shoot some videos before the actual commercial starts that are a spinoff of Happy Gilmore. Last year they did it for the golf movie Caddyshack. Bill was the Rodney Dangerfield And Kaser was the Ted Knight guy.
I've never seen Caddyshack.
He was the old judge. And they were funny. In fact, Sam, our former intern, was part of those. And so that was a good time. And then this year, they actually invited me to be part of it. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I can't wait.
Hey, everybody, it's your pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
How come you weren't in the last one? Is it because you couldn't have you and Bill in the same room together?
Probably. That absolutely had something to do with it. I didn't even know that they and I remember when, because
how awkward would that have been?
At the time, Bill and I were in a truce, but I didn't know him or speak to him at all. But we had spent a good solid year of not attacking each other. I agreed to that. There was actually it was a brokered idea.
Really?
Yeah. That
with
truth.
Who?
Well,
who?
What had happened was after there was a person that was
who was your Switzerland?
Russ.
Russ was
Russ,
the
he fixed it. What had happened was, and that was my old boss. Russ got a call from Bill. Say, and because they know each other, they used to work with each other. And Bill said, look, there's somebody that's really trying to stir up dirt on me. Imagine that. Bill had somebody who was upset at him. And he goes, I would appreciate it if anything came about. I didn't hear anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, this guy who I don't know contacts me and says, I want to start up trouble with, he actually says, I want to start trouble with Bill. Tell me everything terrible about him. And I go, well, first of all, I don't know anything. I don't know him. I've never really met him at all.
Right.
And I go, and frankly, we've been cordial in the past year, and I'd like to keep it that way. So with all due respect, you're going to have to do this on your own. I don't want any part of this at all, period. And
told you to F off after.
No, he didn't say anything. That was that. And so I was happy to sidestep it because the guy who was trying to attack me, he's the type that, or trying to attack Bill, he's the type that if he came after me, I would not be happy at all because he's super aggressive. So I reached out to Bill after that. I go, hey, man, FYI. Actually, Russ reached out to him and said, hey, everything went, it did happen just like you predicted. And it was a huge prediction, the first one you've ever had right. And the guy came after and we sidestepped it. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. And then I followed it up with, hey, man. Hope it goes well. Sorry about all the nonsense we did to each other when I was mean to you and you were mean to me. I was more mean than you. I hope it goes well. Best of luck. Well, then he responded with,
thanks, you're a true professional.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I got him. Now there is peace and harmony in the universe. So that's cool, you know? I mean, you want to be better when we get along.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
So then he's probably came to work. Hey, guys, let me tell you about that Eric Zane. He is a winner.
He's an upstanding citizen.
So
loves America.
So Russ gets full credit for brokering that deal because he did it from the beginning. So that was that. So, but I imagine that the Griffins went ahead and made those videos. Probably just leave it alone, let it lie. So then it came down to this year, obviously, we're connected. And they wanted to do the Happy Gilmore thing. So I was like, awesome, great. So we did four scenes from Happy Gilmore. Now, Bill is Shooter McGavin. I am Happy. Kaser is Bob Barker. And there was a scene when Happy's screaming at the ball, I'm trying to go to your home. There's that scene. There's the scene when Happy learns how to putt. And then when Happy's getting heckled by the guy. I forget. Who's
the you jackass guy?
A guy named Phil Cronin.
Oh, okay.
He's the director of the Game Ops.
What do they replace jackass with? You suck, Happy.
Yeah, I forgot. We did have to couch. There's no swear words in it, obviously.
You suck, you big nose.
You think they're sensitive on radio. If you do anything sideways Game Ops, man, oh, my God.
Like little kids there.
People get so upset. Fans, season ticket holders.
Damn.
There was a damn bomb in that song. So in the fight scene, it was of the four, it was the most, it stands out the most because it's a fight between Bob and I, or Bob Barker. And so we tried to keep it as true to form, and you saw it off the air just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
It worked out really well. They did an excellent job editing it.
At least you didn't have to act on your putting. That was exact.
No. And it starts with the Bob Barker character. Kaser saying, now Happy, nice and easy. And Happy just butchers the shot. And that's when we get to the fight. And it took us about 3 hours to cut four scenes. And this scene was the last one. So we recorded it. It was awesome. And it's going to debut tonight at the Griffins game, the Railside Golf commercial. I'm not even sure what point of the game it will be put in. Usually they're before before the team takes the ice. But after it debuts, we'll post that video and the subsequent ones after it that we shot for the Happy Gilmore Railside Golf commercial. With the Griffins. Very fun. My gosh, did we have a good time doing that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Bill was butthurt on the radio yesterday because we were having a conversation. It was Bill, myself, and Kaser. And then the news was broke to Bill that for the opener, we're going to use the commercial of Bob and I fighting. So Bill's not in it. Uh-oh.
What? What?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, great. 24 years doing a talk show. but it wasn't. He was kidding. But at the time, I thought he was really upset. I was like, uh-oh, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Do you think he was really kidding? Half kidding?
He wants to think he was kidding, but subconsciously he was not kidding. Or unsubconsciously. It's a weird thing. Because he said what he meant, but he wanted it to sound jokey, but he wasn't joking.
So it was cool because he had.
Watch, you'll know when they change up the video last second and it's the one with Bill in it.
Okay, you know he made a play, hey. And I don't care either way.
Hey, but, who cares? It's a Happy Gilmore video. Play any of them; it doesn't matter.
But Bill had the whole show was hockey yesterday. He had Ken Kell on. He had Paul Woods on. He had Knubel on. He brought Kaser in with Mitch Callahan.
Ooh.
Callahan, his significant other, went to school with my daughter.
Oh, okay.
So that's weird.
A little bit.
I felt really old. That's why that was weird. I was like, hey, McKenna, I'm Jackie's dad. Oh!
Oh, hi, Mr. Z.
So, And Callahan's one of my top five favorite Griffins of all time. And
I've never met the guy, but I like the guy.
Dude, he's awesome.
I think he should play for the Wings.
He is.
They need some crazy MFers up there.
Yeah, he's that, but he can play too. Oh, it reminds me of early on Bob Probert, except not. I mean, Probert was a big dude.
Yeah.
Mitch isn't that tall, but he's tough as nails and he scores. And Probert, for I think one point in his career, I think he was a 20 plus goal scorer for more than 1 year.
Oh, yeah. But back then, though, everyone seemed to be a 20-goal scorer. The scoring was out of control back then.
Mitch gets a lot of stuff in front of the net. He's always in the right place at the right time. Puck winds up, boom, he's going to bury it. So, very, very cool.
I'd rather have Callahan than Miller, to be honest.
They were
cheaper.
They were called, apparently there's a new grind line of Miller, Ott, and
Glenn Denning.
And Glenn Denning. And
the OMG line.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. Literally, that's what they're calling it. OMG, how overrated is this line?
Oh, man. So, I don't know if... I know Ott got thrown in the box early in that game.
He got, like, three penalties.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Which is fine. I understand you're supposed to be a, quote, enforcer, but first you're paid too much.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Callahan up there than Ott. Screw it.
Well, I'll tell you what, as we...
He's young, he'll actually be hungry.
We have a segment coming up, which is... It was bound to happen. Gizmodo published an article about the dirt on Ken Bone.
He took an R off his name. Is that it?
Wait a minute. Who took an R off his name?
His name was Boner.
Oh.
No?
Oh, God. You know, if it's this early, I can't even try to piece jokes together. So you're going to have to explain it to me slowly.
There's actually a basketball coach whose name is Ken Bone as well.
Yeah.
He's a women's basketball coach. Oh, no. Okay. No, he's a men's basketball coach. I think he used to be.
Well, Bone is, there might be a little bit of shine off of that rock after this. I don't know how much, but Ken Bone, he didn't ask me anything on Reddit, and a lot of people noticed something particular about Ken. I don't know if I'm going to try to get him on the air anymore. We've had a lot of people reaching out to Ken Bone. I think he's at KenBone18, trying to get him to come on the show. Because he literally has been doing tons of radio in and around the St. Louis area.
Right.
And then working his way out in the national TV shows. I don't think we're going to get him. I don't know if I want him anymore.
What did people on Reddit notice? I'm looking at it right now. Or are you going to tell us?
I'll tell you after the next segment. Unless you're going to figure it out in 1 second and then just blurt it out, which is entirely possible. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it. My free view of the lost Zane recordings. You want the full show? You know what to do. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks, folks. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.